while they were on top of the mass grave, because there's a temporary marking there that Jason had put there after he had found the mass grave to make sure, like, nobody dug there. And so the kind of, like, the people who ever dug in the cemetery knew not to dig there. And so when they were laying out their grid line, the GPR operator noticed white bones on the ground. There were a whole bunch of different, like little... They're very small bones, like you can tell that they're child bones. And so they tried to call the police, because typically when you find human remains, you're supposed to call the police to come and get them, because it's human remains. And so then, you know, let it go from there. And so our GPR crew stopped and they flagged it off, and they called the police to come and get the remains, because they're right on top of this mass grave beside... kind of like an animal. It looks like an animal dug hole. It could have been a gopher hole or some kind of animal hole anyway. And they were like right near there where that temporary marking was. And so when they called the police, the RCMP, the St. Paul RCMP, the St. Paul RCMP told our GPR operators that they don't go and collect old bones from cemeteries.